Do you think ultimately, in terms of who's hot, that in this format as well, because it is so much, you're playing with your teammate, you're playing for the United States, it's such a different reference point for some of these players?
Well, you know, in the semblance of golf, what you're trying to do with your game is get your ball striking and your putting to peak at the same time, and that rarely happens because Tiger hits it so well. His putter's kind of been going up and down, but this year, as Peter was saying, he got both things to blend, and that's what you try to do coming into a Ryder Cup is to get both of those to blend. It's very hard to come into a situation like this at the Ryder Cup and not be hitting the ball well and, let's say, putting good to reverse that or to get to your ball striking up. It's just about impossible. You kind of stick with the same thing you've been working with, and that's why you always look at flows coming into the Ryder Cup. Who's playing well? Who has been playing well? Look at the last couple tournaments. See what they've been doing ball striking-wise. See where their position was in the tournament. And see, you know, just see. You get. It's like any sport. It's you're feeling good about yourself. Everything's good. You're very calm. You go in. The other way, you go in. You know something's wrong. Whether place kicking, you're pushing it, or you're a quarterback, you're not reading defenses, and you're very skittish. You're not calm. And it's just. And that's just our sport. Putting has such a huge part of it. You always want to be putting good going in. It's you can find it, but very seldom can you find it when the gun. When something is this volatile as the Ryder Cup or an Open or the Masters or one of the big four, it's hard to find it there. You've got to kind of go in with it.